atrial flutter and atrial fibrillation are really kissing cousins. It is not uncommon in the electrocardiogram, particularly when recording continuously from some sort of electrocardiogram monitor, be it a Holter monitor or an inpatient continuous monitoring, to see atrial fibrillation and atrial flutter going back and forth. And of interest, atrial flutter usually initiates from atrial fibrillation. It is not very common to see atrial flutter develop after a single premature beat. Rather, there is a transitional rhythm before the onset of the atrial flutter. This has to do with the fact that, based on studies in animal models, the functional components of the atrial flutter reentrant circuit form during the period of atrial fibrillation, so that during fibrillation, one sees the development of atrial flutter.